come back into pre-season. It's tough work first and foremost. You can't wait to get into the pre-season games, and then they've come round. And then once you start coming to the end of that little schedule of games, you start looking forward to the all-important kick-off of the new season. That's what every player wants to do. The pre-season is what it is. It's about getting fit. It's about getting the new players bedded in. It's about, trying to work on things with regards to what you've got. Everyone always looks forward to the first day of the season, and we're no different.
You've got a very young squad, the bulk of them under 23. That's a challenge, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and they're going to need the supporters backing. We could do with a bit more experience, but it's not the case at the minute. We've got young lads, but sometimes youthful enthusiasm is better than the experience. So we've tried to get one or two experienced lads in there through the summer, the likes of Michael Rose and Dean Winard. But as you say, the majority of them are young lads, but they're all willing, they're all eager. They've all got the bite about them, that fitness about them, the endeavour that they have. And as I say, they're going to need plenty of support from, not just supporters, from the staff, from each other. Because there'll be mistakes made along the way. There's been one or two in pre-season, but that's what young lads do. But hopefully they'll learn, quickly, get that confidence that they need, and, there'll be big players for us. Because although they are young, there's a lot of very good players there as well that are capable of producing the goods and having positive seasons and having an effect on the first team and making us successful as well. So, but as I say, it's massive that they get the support that they need.
The main problem last season was the defence, conceding lots of goals. Your new defensive lineup is part of that very young setup, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And we've got Dean Winard who's coming, who'll be the vice captain this season. And Peter Murphy's not too far away now. I think he gets signed off in the next week or two, and he'll be able to join in full time training soon. So it'll be fantastic to get someone like him back into the team. That'll be like a new signing. As I say, we've got the likes of Michael Rose who've come in, who plays in the middle of the park, who can affect the back line. But as I say, there's young lads in there, a lot of them are in the back line. But we're working on things. We're trying to get them, better, more gelled. I'm sure that they'll have a decent season.
Historically, you start very well and then fall away after Christmas. That's been the core of the problem, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So how important is it that good start happens again this time round, starting at Grimsby?
Yeah, everyone wants a good start. Every season you go into, everyone you speak to, every time you listen to the TV or whatever, everyone's after that all-important good start to set the tone and get that confidence and that feel-good factor around the place. And we're no different. We've done it in the past few seasons, although I think last season we didn't start particularly well the first couple of games, and then once we beat Accrington we went on a bit of a run and we got ourselves into a decent position. So first game, that's the most important one. It's the next game, we're looking to try and win it. It'll be a great occasion with regards to Grimsby coming up last season. They had a great season. Went to Wembley twice, gained promotion via Wembley, which is always the best way to do it. They'll have all the fans out, all expecting, all eager and waiting for the new season, all hoping that they can get off to a good start as well. So it could be a good time for us to play them, and it's a game we're really looking forward to.